From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump says he is ready to address the spike in migrant families being separated at the southern border. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
While meeting with lawmakers at the White House, the president said he'll be signing something in a little while.
We want to keep families together. It's very important.
His comments came amid news Homeland Security Chief Kirstjen Nielsen's been working on an executive action that would end the separation process. The president had been insisting Congress address the issue with legislation, blaming Democrats for standing in the way of enacting better immigration laws. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The European Union will impose tariffs on the U.S. beginning Friday in retaliation to the stiff tariffs the U.S. imposed on aluminum and steel imports earlier this month. VOA's Isha Sarai reports.
The move confirms a tit-for-tat dispute that could escalate into a full trade war, particularly if U.S. President Donald Trump carries out his threat to penalize European cars. The commission formally adopted a law putting in place the duties on $3.2 billion worth of U.S. goods, including steel and aluminum products, farm produce such as sweet corn and peanuts, bourbon, jeans, and motorbikes. President Trump hit the EU, Canada, and Mexico with tariffs of 25% on steel and 10% on aluminum at the start of June, ending exemptions that had been in place since March. Isha Sarai, VOA News.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un departed Beijing for Pyongyang after completing a two-day visit to China. The North's official Korean Central News Agency said Kim thanked Chinese President Xi Jinping for supporting Kim's historic summit with U.S. President Donald Trump last week in Singapore. Kim also said Pyongyang and Beijing had entered into a new era of bilateral cooperation and friendship. This is VOA News.